regular guest on this program that begins this morning. It is 6:40, and James Mason is with us. James, good morning. Get right up on the phone, James. Barely hear you.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's much better. Must be a technical thing. Okay. James is James is our tech guy. He's an IT manager, UK Vet Diagnostics Laboratories. And we're going to have James address various and sundry topics, and that's going to be fun. And this is our first program with him this morning. James, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a nerd all my life, and I decided to turn that into a living, so now I can just do my nerdliness wherever I go.
Well, that's great. I think that's great, and I am eminently qualified to conduct this interview. You know, I'm a Magnavox man myself.
Nice. Yeah. You're on the cutting edge.
I'm on the cutting edge, my friend. A Panasonic and Radio Shack. That's what I know.
Yeah, that's it. You are a technophile.
Okay, James, here's the question this morning. Android versus Apple, which is better?
In this case, I mean, I don't really think one is any better than the other. I think that people may be using the wrong phone at times for themselves. Now, personally, I always say if it comes down to if you get a new phone, you take it out of the box, you put in your SIM card or get it set up, and you're like, okay, well, it's able to make phone calls, it's able to make texts, I'm done. If that's what you want to do with your cell phone and that's it, then you should really be using an iPhone. But if you get a new phone and you think, oh, man, I've got to customize this, I've got to change this, I've got to do that, and, you know, possibly root my new phone, if you do that, then you should be using an Android phone. If you know what rooting means, you should be using an Android phone.
Really? Does that make sense to you, Brad? I know you're very...
That lost me with that.
Really?
That's why I guess that's why I'm an iPhone user.
That's right. The iPhones are much more simple to use. They out of the box, you can use them. You're not going to mess up an iPhone. Whereas an Android, it has a lot of different things where you can get in there and you can mess with the options, and you could make your phone to where you're like you really hate it because of something that you've changed. And you know, I mean, all of us are going to hate our phones at some time or another because like they're little computers, and computers are frustrating. But the thing about the two, I mean, you've got, they're totally different in a lot of ways, including the app stores. And if you've only ever used an iPhone or only ever used Android, then experiencing the other app store, you would be like, oh, you know, I can't believe it's so different. Because the Apple store, where you get your apps from the Apple store, I think it's much better organized. The apps are better. They usually cost money, whereas on the Google store you're going to get more free apps. Now the problem with the free apps nowadays is they use that freemium business model where you download the app and then you start using it or playing the game, and then they say, oh well, you need these in-app purchases in order to continue, or they make it so aggravating to use or play your app that it's basically worthless. It seems like both of them are going to that, because I've noticed it on the App Store for the Apple Store also, is that you're having to do in-app purchases on a lot of phones or on a lot of apps now also. So that may be just the way things are going with that freemium thing. But it has been in the past mostly that on iPhone you pay for the apps up front and then you get to use the apps, and they're generally more secure, better apps, because the Apple people are real Nazis about their app store. I mean, they don't let certain they only let certain developers in, really. It's hard to break into the Apple app store. It really is. They keep a really tight lock on it. They'll throw out apps if there's dodgy code, if they get a lot of complaints. They really keep a tight lid on it. Whereas Google is pretty much freewheeling. You know, developers can put games in there. You know, if you made a game this morning of a character that's supposed to do a maze, but he won't even turn left when you want him to, Google doesn't care. It's like, put it up there, see if anybody downloads it. But they're totally different, you know, the two phones. And I think if you haven't had one or the other, like especially with tablets and phones now, then I think people would be better off to experience the other, especially if their user style would be better suited as an iPhone or an Android user.
James Mason, you're going to be a fun guest. We'll talk to you next week, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. Sure.